As Memorial Day approaches, the Great Lakes National Cemetery in Holly prepares to honor and remember the brave men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their country. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line to discuss the significance of Memorial Day and the special ceremonies planned at the cemetery is Richard Munoz. He is Assistant Director for Great Lakes for the Great Lakes National Cemetery. And Richard, good morning. Welcome to JR Morning.
Hey, good morning, friends. Thank you for having me.
Talk about the events at the Great Lakes Cemetery for this Memorial Day weekend.
Well, we have some good events that are lined up starting today, actually, at 5 p.m. Folks could come out to Great Lakes National Cemetery, located on 4200 Belfort Road, right here in Holly, Michigan, for flag placement. So we'll have a whole bunch of people from the community out here placing flags on our fallen heroes here in the cemetery. And then on Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock, we'll have our Memorial Day ceremony here at the cemetery at our flag assembly area, and people can come and they will be shuttled in from Ascension Hospital right there on off of Holly Road and the 75 freeway, and they can come and just watch the ceremony here for Memorial Day and the wonderful honoring of our men and women that have gone before us and who have passed on, and the day that we set aside to honor them and their sacrifice. And then on the 26th, this coming Tuesday, beginning at 5 p.m. again, we will need volunteers to come on out and assist with picking up flags off the gravesites of our nation's heroes.
I think that's great because I know there's the wreath-laying ceremony around Christmas time, and people just come out and give of their time to people who gave the ultimate sacrifice. I love that.
Yes, ma'am, and even this year, even like for the Wreaths Across America, even on pickup day, it was 0 degrees out here at the cemetery, and the wonderful people for the local community of Holly and the surrounding areas were out here at 0 degrees picking up those wreaths.
You know, I know year long there are volunteer opportunities at the Great Lakes National Cemetery. Can you outline some of those for us and also distinguish what makes a national cemetery different? I mean, many of our local cemeteries have special events, and that's mm-hmm. a wonderful thing, and treat our veterans with respect. But national cemeteries are a different breed.
Yes, they are, sir. Some of the volunteer opportunities that you just mentioned, there's a lot of companies that come out, school kids that come out from different ranges, from elementary, middle school, high school. They can come out to volunteer for class projects or work projects to come out and actually can scrub the stones. And people may see that as insignificant, but it's very significant when they do that. They actually free up the time of our caretakers here at the cemetery to perform other tasks. And what they're doing is they're scraping off some of the droppings from the birds that are in the local area. But these are people, men and women, that have gone before us. And for these people, for these kids to come on out, it's very honoring to spend their time with a bucket and the scrub brush and cleaning off these headstones. And then also what makes us very different from other private cemeteries, you know, we're nationally funded, and the National Cemetery itself prides itself on being a national shrine mm-hmm. for our fallen heroes that have gone before us. Like I said, these men and women that paid the ultimate price for our freedom. And because of the national funding that we receive, we're able to keep our cemeteries in a pristine condition.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when the kids get involved with that, doesn't that create a new culture of service for them? It gives them a sense that they're providing a service as well to their country.
It does. And just to give you a small example of that, when I was stationed at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery in St. Louis, Missouri.
My uncle and aunt are both buried there.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. She was an army nurse and he lost a leg in the Battle of the Bulge. And it's a wonderful, wonderful cemetery.
Thank you, sir, for saying that. One of the caretakers there's a picture of him in the break room. He came on out as a Boy Scout when he was around 13 years old, joined the United States Army, is a combat veteran, and is now a caretaker there at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery. Mm-hmm. So, yes, does it continue to move itself forward? Yes, it does, sir. It does foster a culture of patriotism within our community.
Richard, when you have families and parents come out to the cemetery to pay respects to their loved ones who have been in the military, do you see that when they have children, when they bring children along, are they talking to the children? Are they telling them about it? Are they teaching the kids about Memorial Day and just, you know, the wars and what their family members have done?
That is a great comment. Yes, many times that Mr. Logan, the cemetery director, or myself, the assistant director, are walking around the grounds. We do see a number of our veterans. You know, you may see a family member that's a bit aged, so you would, you know, assume that they're probably a grandparent with their grandchildren. And we've seen them numerous times explaining what the different items are on some of our markers at the wartime era, some of the special awards that they've earned, like Bronze Star Medal, Silver Star. And with doing that, they are also walking the line. It's just not their loved one, but they walk the line of stones explaining, oh, look at this, what this person has, this is what this person has. And that younger generation starts to understand and appreciate the men and women that are interred here at the National Cemetery.
You are a Marine Corps veteran yourself. Thank you for your service. I want to ask you about why it's important to have these national cemeteries. I mean, in your view, why have these and what do you think it brings to our community?
Well, the mission of the National Cemetery is to provide a national shrine and a place of dignity and a place that we can provide dignified burials. We have these freedoms because people have taken that step forward, raised their hand up, and said, yes, I will defend and support the Constitution of this country and the citizens of this country. So it is very important that we have our national cemeteries in a beautiful state of being manicured, care that's taken to the grave sites. That's just why it's important that we have our national cemeteries to honor our men and women who've gone before us.
Well, and Memorial Day may be our most important secular holiday. I know folks would say, well, no, it's our 4th of July, but there would be no 4th of July in this country
that's right.
without those that gave their lives and their sacrifice that we mark with Memorial Day. That sacrifice is why we can celebrate a 4th of July.
100%.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Richard Munoz is Assistant Director for the Great Lakes National Cemetery. Thank you for your service, and thank you for being here on JR Morning.
Friends, thank you very much for having me.
You know, coming up, the ex-employees at the Wayne County Juvenile Detention, well, they say it's still some issues there, and they're talking about it. It's a nice story in the Detroit News, and we'll talk more about that coming up with all the news of the day at 8:05.